You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This week, we have a very different sponsor, the Gordon Harbinger of Doom podcast. That's right. The Gordon Harbinger of Doom podcast is something you absolutely must listen to. Why? Well, you never know what the worst case scenario might be, so you've got to check it out to find out. The Gordon Harbinger of Doom show was named Banana's number one podcast of 2012, so you know it's good. So check out the Gordon Harbinger of Doom show. That's G-O-R as in Rudolph, D-O-N-H-A-R as in Rudolph, B-I-N as in naughty, G-E-R as in Rudolph. The Gordon Harbinger of Doom show. Don't miss it.
This program contains talk about criminal activity and may paint a not-so-flattering picture of some of your childhood heroes. It even includes a few cuss words and may not be appropriate for your youngins. So, you might want to earmuff them or send them outside to play. Thanks for listening.
The following is a collect call from a person presumed nice until proven naughty.
Santa Claus.
An inmate at the Scriven County Correctional Facility.
Yep. You heard that right, Santa Claus. My name's Richie Buck. I'm a former pest control technician, carpenter, and sometimes wise man in my church Christmas program.
Happy holidays, everyone!
As for my current situation, I'm an investipositor. And the jolly man you just heard on that recording? Well, last year he got locked up. This year, he's gone and busted out of jail. Guess who's going to drag him back to face the Christmas music? You can thank me later. This is season two of Santa May Be a Criminal, an ongoing Yuletide investigation.
You got anything out there other than cookies and milk? Did he have something like bangers and mash?
And this is the second day of Christmas. Santa Claus is dead.
The world of 911 emergency dispatching is brutally diverse. One minute you can be talking with someone about parking violations.
What's the process we are to take to have people towed? Because it's actually delaying the mail.
And then all hell can break loose. Then the rest of the day is crazy. We could have murders.
Hill County 911, what's your emergency?
I just killed my children.
Home invasions.
He's in my house. I shot him.
You shot him?
He was coming up towards me and I shot him.
Natural disasters.
Tornado came through and got us. I'm buried under a bomb to all my life.
Even bombings. My show, Music City 911, will put you in the dispatcher's chair, put you ear to ear with the callers and responders, and keep you on edge from start to finish. I hope to both educate and entertain, as I'm a 911 dispatcher with over 20 years experience. And just like dispatching, every episode is different from the last. Music City 911. Real 911 calls, real 911 dispatchers. Available to listen to on any podcast app. What's your emergency?
A body. A dead body. It's...
All right, sir, I need you to calm down. Where are you located?
I'm at, I'm in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, what's the nearest highway?
Highway 1. I've been fishing that little Rocket Creek. Now, I got a license. Now, you don't need to see no license. If somebody come out here, I got a fishing license.
Okay. What county are you in?
Toombs.
You're in Toombs County.
Yes, I think. I'm about, a half a mile south of Dasher Street.
What you're hearing right now is a call that came into the Candler County Dispatch Center on Halloween afternoon. A body found in a wooded area off of U.S. Highway 1.
Okay, slow down there. Tell me what's going on there.
I told you already. There's a body.
Are you sure it's a body?
Well, it ain't a damn mannequin.
It's almost never a mannequin. Unless, I guess, you're at a mall.
Okay, sir, I need you to remain calm so I can get you some help.
I ain't the one who needs help.
I don't know how dispatchers do it. Dealing with people sometimes in hysterics.
Can you give me any other info on your location?
I told you, I'm in the middle of nowhere.
Sometimes you don't offer any good information.
All right, and this person, you're sure they're dead?
I mean, no, I ain't totally sure. I can poke it with a stick or something if you want.
Okay, tell me what you see.
Well, he's big, and he's round.
Hell, sometimes people just call because their fast food order got messed up.
Oh, hold on. I see a Merry Meal on the ground. Ooh, it got one of them toys in it. See them toys? They got in the Merry Meals these days. They're really
okay,
cool.
I need you to focus, sir. Is he breathing?
He's wearing a red, like a red suit. Think there's fur around it? Who's wearing fur around here? Damn humid.
Okay, sir, again, can you tell me if he's breathing?
But the dispatchers remain calm and cool in nearly every situation.
And he's, oh shit.
Sir, are you okay? Are you in danger?
Oh my God. It's Santa Claus.
Can you repeat that for me?
Oh my God. It's Santa Claus. Oh my God. Santa Claus is dead. Santa Claus is dead.
You hear that? Me neither. You see, all this time I thought I'd been pursuing the sleigh bells. They'd been kind of a constant, distant ringing in my ears. But today, there ain't any. I guess Santa really is dead. So, I guess that means I need to wrap up this story. Sorry, I thought you'd get more than 2 episodes this season. I wander into my Claw's Crime HQ and look at all the work that's been put into the case. The fishing line connecting the different players and their associations with Santa Claus. You might recall I was out of yarn, so I had to use fishing line, which made the connections a little hard to make out. But I am on a shoestring budget. Shit. Shoestrings would have been a lot better than fishing line. I move from that over to the large topographical map covered in thumbtacks. The tacks represent alleged Santa sightings all across the nation. They were spread from New Mexico to New Hampshire, with a hell of a lot of sightings in Washington State and Colorado. Don't know exactly what that means, but 420 scribbled in the margins. Looks like Detective Strong's handwriting. I boxed up the police reports, the letters Santa and I exchanged, and some of the Christmas cards I snagged from the old Hallmark that the county used as Santa's mailbox since they couldn't handle all the freight. I'd be lying if I didn't admit I was sad. Just a few short months ago, I was absolutely convinced that I was going to prove that Santa Claus was being wrongfully accused. And that proof was going to save Christmas. I was convinced that the Easter Bunny, a fellow we now know as E.B. Cooper, was the villain of our story. And I was also tattoo-free. I've done things I swore I'd never do, because it tore my heart out when he escaped. When he ran. After Santa Claus told me to my face,
"I couldn't run, Richie."
"What's that, Santa? Why couldn't you run?"
"Because only the guilty run."
And now, he's dead. It kind of feels like Prancer's stomping all over my tinsel-covered heart. Remember, Prancer's an asshole. So are most of the rest of the Hateful Eight. Rudolph seems okay. Now, I've got these boxes full of files, and all of them lead to one place and one place alone. The big man himself. I'm still unsure about the Easter Bunny. I'm convinced he's up to something nefarious.
Oh, it's time for Christmas!
Oh, hang on, it's Myra. We're supposed to have tacos today. She's probably calling to cancel. Hey, Myra.
Richie. Babe, how are you?
I've been better. How are you?
I'm worried about you.
Don't know why she'd be worried about me, but as I look at my surroundings, photos, files, and fishing line, I can probably guess. I totally get it if you want to cancel.
Cancel? Are you mad?
Wait, you still want to go out?
Of course, more than ever.
But you heard, right? We didn't get a chance to catch up after the party.
Oh, I heard.
I mean, Santa's gone.
I know this must be difficult, Richie, and I'm here for you.
I pause because I'm confused. I mean, I'm the Santa podcast guy. Without Santa, I don't have a podcast. And that makes me, well, just a guy.
Well, I appreciate that, but you don't have to do this just because of that.
I asked you to tacos, remember?
She's right. She did.
I'm sorry, I'm still recording. You want me to shut this off?
If you want. But your story isn't over.
I guess I really shouldn't keep recording around the clock. I've been so afraid that I was going to miss something the last few months. On the bright side, I can hand all of this over to my better elf therapist so she can tell me exactly what's going on up there in my noggin.
It's Tuesday, isn't it? You know what that means.
I smile. It's simple. And it's cliche. Sort of like my whole life at this point.
Tacos. Tuesdays are for tacos.
And tequila. See you soon.
Okay, see you then.
Did she just kiss me through the phone? Does that count as our first kiss? Jesus, she's now in my head. We hang up and I look at the clock. I have some time and I think I probably need to go check on Detective Strong. See how she's doing. I'm sure she's thrilled that Santa Claus is dead.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now a bad time?
Richie, what are you doing here?
I came by to sort of wrap up the podcast. I mean, since he's dead.
Yeah, if he's dead, so's my campaign.
What?
I've been running on the narrative that Santa Claus was the reason DuBerry was unfit for the job. That I was going to bring him back to face justice.
Well, I know, which is silly because that's what I thought I was going to do. Maybe I should run for
it. Don't even think about finishing that sentence.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, I'm just a little stressed. It's just nothing is going to plan.
Well, welcome to my nightmare.
You're not helping.
So, I guess we're right back to where we started, huh?
I meant this as a joke, but she's not even smiling.
Well, look at the bright side. If you don't win, at least things can go back to normal.
You think things can go back to normal? After everything DuBerry and I have said about each other.
What? It can't?
There's one thing you can be sure of.
Oh, yeah?
Election Day will be the last day at the department for either me or Sheriff Bradley DuBerry.
Richie. What are you doing up here?
Hey, I came in to check on you and Detective Strong.
Yeah, Samantha's wrapping the case up. We'll have everything boxed up and close it on up.
What's going to happen to all his letters?
Poor old Linus McGee is down there with a rubber return to sender stamp. The USPS is going to be busy the next few weeks. You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I mean, he did betray me.
I wish you'd stop saying that.
Stop saying what?
That he betrayed you.
Well, he did.
Look, you and I both know there ain't a whole lot of people, or else for that matter, that are all good or all bad. Do I think he broke the law? Yes. Did he do a lot of good while he was alive? Also, yes. This badge doesn't make me the morality police. I took an oath to serve the law, and I tried to do that. That's the only reason I locked him up.
Well, shit, Bradley, why didn't you say any of that in your speeches for your campaign?
Ain't had to. I'm gonna win.
I don't know. Detective Strong's coming at you pretty hard.
Meh. She'll get over it.
Well, she told me that election day is gonna either be your last day or hers.
Oh, she's just spouting off.
If she wins, I think she's gonna fire you.
That wouldn't be too smart. I'm the guy that caught Santa Claus.
Well, you lost him, too.
You people. Always focusing on the negative.
Oh, gotta run. I got a date.
Excuse me?
A date.
Who?
You don't know her.
Hey, I want details. And pictures.
I pull into the front of Los Santos and park my truck. I decide to finally change out my ringtone. It's going from this... Oh, it's time for Christmas. ...to this. Catchy, huh? Inside the restaurant, I find Myra sitting at the corner booth, gazing at the menu.
Hey!
Oh, Richie! I was worried you wouldn't come.
Why?
I'm a psychologist. People miss their appointments all the time.
Well, I wanted to see you.
Is that right?
It's right. It's probably the most right thing about today. With the giant elf off my back, I've decided I don't care about Christmas. It's time for me to turn the page.
Yeah, and I want a margarita and a lunch special number 83.
Lunch special 83? You remembered.
Remembering for me is a blessing and a curse.
Well, let's just focus on the blessings then, shall we?
After a couple of margaritas, our lunches were set in front of us.
So, Richie Buck, investee podcaster extraordinaire, what are you going to do now?
I have to think about that question for a moment. I mean, I sort of burned a few bridges on the way out of my pest control job.
I don't know yet.
I do.
I cut my eyes to her.
You're going to drink this margarita and eat those tacos. What about that?
Myra reaches over and lifts my sleeve, exposing my Santa tattoo. I look at the jolly fellow grinning up at me.
His eyes. They kind of look through you, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I guess there's only one thing we can do about that.
Richie!
Hey, Jenny.
Who's your friend?
Oh, this is Dr. Myra Abernathy.
Oh, right, from the podcast.
And from Richie's personal life.
Personal life?
I don't know what's happening right now, but these two ladies seem to be sizing one another up.
We just had a lovely taco lunch and talked about that all-too-jolly elf on his arm. He just looks through you.
Yeah, that's because the artwork is so real.
You're very talented.
You're goddamn...
Can we just do something about the eyes? I mean, Santa's dead.
What if you put little X's over them? You know, like in the cartoons. Or sunglasses, like in Weekend at Bernie's.
Still my heart. Another 80s classic.
All right, Richie, you know the drill. Get in the chair.
As I sit here, grimacing against the sharp pain in my arm as Jenny slowly puts sunglasses on Santa Claus's eyes, my mind roams to Karen and to Ellie. I think about P.P. Patnaud, Cam D. Kane. Hell, I even think about Todd O'Tannenbaum, the Todd father. Is it absolute chaos at the North Pole right now? Do they even know Santa's dead? Surely they've heard.
So, what are your plans for tonight, Richie?
Don't really have any.
Iron Eagle's playing at the Dilly Dally Drive-In.
What?
I made a few phone calls.
I've been asking them to play it there for years.
God doesn't give people things he doesn't want them to use. And he gave you the touch. It's a power you have inside of you. Down there where you keep your guts, boy. And it's all you need to blast your way in and get back what they took from you.
Well, maybe I'm just a tad bit more convincing than you are, babe.
Ow!
I'm sorry, babe.
Iron Eagle at the drive-in? Tonight just got a whole lot better.
Political ads, they're everywhere. But I never thought they'd be at the drive-in. But there they were.
Hey, y'all. Remember me? I'm Sheriff Bradley Dewberry. I'm the guy you elected to be the head lawman in our county. I'm also the guy that got the world's most dangerous serial predator off our roofs and out of our sky. That's right. I'm the sheriff that put Santa Claus away. In fact, I'm the only person, law enforcement or otherwise, to capture him. All that was while my opponent was in snuggly jammies at home. So if you want a candidate that spends more time in her PJs and at the gun range than putting criminals behind bars, then I'm not for you. But if you want somebody to keep your dog safe and your children safer, I'm your guy, Dewberry. Because remember, things will get scary if you don't have Dewberry.
This ad was paid for by the Itty Bitty Committee for Georgia Sheriffs to Protect Dogs and Babies.
Thank God that's over.
And with that, Myra and I settled in for some popcorn and some totally rad 80s awesomeness.
Louis Gossett Jr. is the best, isn't he?
Is that even a question?
Oh, come on! Put it away!
I check my phone. It's Karen Claus.
I can't.
Why not?
I show her my phone.
Oh. Well, go on!
Hello?
Richie Buck.
Hi, Karen.
Don't hi Karen me. When were you going to call me?
For what?
To check on me. I mean, my husband is allegedly dead.
I'm sorry, I...
You know, this is one of his pranks, don't you?
What?
Oh, he's faked his death before.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he's not faking this, and besides... I thought you and Cam Duquesne... Cameron Duquesne is the head of the FBI.
I remember.
Have you seen the body?
Well, no, I haven't.
Then I suggest you get over there and check. I won't believe he's actually dead until you identify him.
They aren't going to let me identify him. I'm not his next of kin or anything. I'm not even an elf.
Well, I'm on the no-fly list until Groundhog Day. Go on. What are you waiting for?
I'm kind of in the middle of something.
Iron Eagle?
How'd you know?
You posted it on Elfbook.
I was tagged.
Sorry, was that a problem?
Well, this is the first time I'm seeing it at the drive-in.
Richie!
What are you doing?
Hanging up on a Karen. Nobody talks to Richie Buck that way.
Myra reaches into her purse and pulls out a little flask.
What's up?
What is it?
It's tequila, what else?
Could be literally any liquid. I don't know, you could have a Cosmopolitan in there or something.
Come on, have a taste.
I do, and it cuts right through that buttery popcorn and burns the back of my throat.
That's nice.
Just like you.
And then Myra leaned her head on my shoulder, and we watched Doug Masters fight to save his father. After getting home, my head was buzzing, filled with the laughter I shared with Myra, or maybe it was still the tequila. The rush to investigate, free, or exonerate Santa Claus was over. This? Well, I guess this was normal. And God knows I hadn't had a normal moment in quite a while. I brushed my teeth and clumsily tried to floss. Pieces of popcorn and micro debris from the 83 lunch special swirled in my mouth as I swished my mouthwash around. I spit it out and rinsed out the sink and then looked at myself. The dark circles were lightening. I plucked a few gray hairs and then made my way to bed. I turned on the TV, but something in the corner caught my attention. It was a box with two big block letters on its side. T.F. I took a deep breath before retrieving it and placing it beside me, right where my boy sleeps when he visits. I opened it up and started to thumb through the pages, looking into one Wanda Von Bratten, a.k.a. El Chompo, a.k.a. the Tooth Terrorist, a.k.a. the Tooth Fairy. I could tell why the elves at the North Pole had such a problem with her, and all elves for that matter. I wish I could fly too. As I flipped through the pages, I started to doze off. The exhaustion was catching up with me. But then... shit. The caller ID registered a Las Vegas number.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there? Hey, this isn't funny. Alright, I'm hanging up.
Hello, Richie.
Santa?
Santa May Be a Criminal was conceived in the penalty box at the Inmarket Arena during a Savannah Ghost Pirates game by Jason Usry, Rebecca Sebastian, Shiloh Katniss, Scott Musgrove, Mickey Cat, and a few rogue elves. To become a rogue elf, head over to Patreon where you can be naughty, nice, a VIE, that's a very important elf, or even the mayor of the No Pro. That's patreon.com/SantaMaybe. Santa Maybe a Criminal is part of the Glassbox Media family, the premier podcast platform for both creators and brands. Santa Maybe a Criminal is written by Jason Usry, hosted by Richie Buck, podcast production and editing by Richard Buck, social media designed and delivered by Ricardo Buck, website management by Ricky Buck III, all other duties as assigned to Richard Buck. Santa Sleigh sound design by Captain Fat Ants. Music and sound effects licensed by Paying Through the Ears to multiple royalty-free audio providers, not the least of which are Epidemic Sound, Soundstripe, and Motion Array. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to give us a 5-star rating and write a review to get on the permanent nice list, or you can roll the dice. You've been warned. Going to leave you with a public service announcement from a great organization in the true crime space. Thanks so much for listening, and remember, always, always, always be nice.
When a person goes missing, their loved ones often find themselves overcome with worry and grief. Bruce Maitland started the 501c3 nonprofit organization Private Investigations for the Missing because he knows this feeling all too well.
When Bruce's daughter Brianna disappeared in March 2004, he was surrounded by licensed private investigators dedicated to finding her. Now his mission is to provide dedicated private investigators at no cost to other families of the missing, desperate for answers but without the financial means.
Private Investigations for the Missing needs your help. To read the mission statement, make a donation, and keep up with our blog, visit us at investigationsforthemissing.org and follow us at PI for the Missing on Twitter and Facebook and Investigations for the Missing on Instagram.
Because forever is too long to wait.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.